Robinson Crusoe. Robinson Crusoe, as a young man, loves to sail to distant lands. He is the youngest of three brothers, and he wants to become a sailor. His father does not really want his son to be a sailor, but lets Robinson make his own decisions. Robinson goes on his first voyage at the age of 19. It is a disastrous journey. There is a heavy storm and the ship is wrecked. Robinson hardly survives, but he doesn't go back home. After a voyage of 22 days, Robinson lands in Brazil. He makes a plan to become a tobacco planter in this country. For 2 years, Robinson earns only enough to live, but after the third year, he begins to do well and grows his business. In time, Robinson Crusoe makes a lot of money in Brazil. Then he reinvests in other businesses. After a few years, Robinson Crusoe decides to go to Africa to grow his business. On the way, there is another storm, like the one on his first journey. This time, the storm is more fierce. His ship is wrecked, and Robinson Crusoe is washed to an island. There is no sign of another living crew member. After drinking some fresh water and finding a tree in which to sleep, Robinson spends his first night on the island. Waking up the next morning, Robinson goes down to the shore to explore the remains of the ship. Swimming around it, he finds it impossible to climb aboard. Just then, he finds a chain hanging from the board and he pulls himself up. There are a lot of goods and food around the wreck. Robinson decides to build a raft out of broken lumber to carry them to the island. He loads bread, rice, goat milk, cheese, and other foods on his raft. He also finds clothes and fresh water. He sails his cargo raft into a small cove, then he unloads it. He notices that the land has wild fowl, but no other humans. Robinson returns to the ship 12 times over the following 13 days. On one of the later trips, he finds 36 pounds on the ship, and he understands how worthless the money is to him. After a strong wind that night, he awakens and finds the ship's remains gone the next morning. The next day, Robinson Crusoe explores the island for any sign of human life, but there is none. With great difficulty, Robinson builds a home. His expertise in farming helps. He starts growing rice and barley. He also begins to write a journal to record the good and evil aspects of his experience, but after a few months, he runs out of ink. He keeps watching for passing ships, but he is always disappointed. For meat, he hunts the wild goats. Robinson tames a few of these goats for milk. He tries to make butter and cheese from this milk. For more than a week of rainy weather, Robinson is seriously ill with a fever and a severe headache. He is too weak. He can't even get up to drink water. He prefers not to eat the wild fowl after this. Instead, he prefers to eat some turtle eggs that he finds. In the days that follow, Robinson almost completely recovers. Now, in the month of July, in his 10th month on the island, Robinson discovers that the rainy season is a very unhealthy time. Robinson Crusoe, in time, explores the island carefully. He discovers sugarcane and grapes and is delighted with the beauty of one valley especially. He imagines himself the king and lord of the whole domain. He catches a parrot and he teaches him to speak in a few months. He names him Pole. Pole becomes a friend for him in that lonely island. He also discovers a penguin colony on the other side of the island. During the rainy months, he plants his crop of rice and grain, but he discovers that the birds damage it. He shoots several of the birds and hangs them as scarecrows over the plants, and the birds never return. Robinson finally harvests the grain and slowly learns the complex process of flour grinding and bread making. Robinson undertakes to make himself some new clothing out of animal skins, and he also constructs an umbrella. Building a small canoe, he sets out on a tour around the island to find something new. A dangerous current threatens to take him out to sea and away from the island forever. He hardly makes it to the shore and falls to the ground in gratitude. 26 years pass in this lonely way for Crusoe. He craves for company. One day he sees footprints on the beach. Instead of being happy, Robinson is scared, having been alone all these years. Robinson makes sharp weapons, and he now carries them around for self-defense. He also has a rifle, but he has only a few bullets for it. For many days, Robinson Crusoe sees nobody, but one evening he sees about a dozen men. They are eating other humans. They are cannibals from a nearby island. The cannibals leave the island after a few days. Robinson Crusoe hides and feels safe, but he knows the cannibals will come back. One morning, Robinson sees the wreck of a ship. He runs to it and sees that it is a Spanish ship. In it, he finds a survivor, a middle-aged black man. Robinson Crusoe takes the man to his hut and gives him some food and water. Once the man recovers his health, he helps Robinson Crusoe with his work. Robinson thinks about a name for the man. He calls him Friday. Friday does not know English. But as time goes by, he learns a few words, enough for basic communication. Robinson is delighted with his new companion and teaches him to eat goat meat instead of human flesh. One morning, Robinson Crusoe wakes up and sees that Friday is missing. He suspects that the cannibals are back. He takes his rifle with him and goes in search of Friday. He sees a group of cannibals taking Friday to their boat. Robinson has enough bullets for the cannibals. He rushes among them, firing at all the cannibals. Friday is safe at last. Robinson Crusoe and Friday take the boat of the cannibals. It is a big boat to sail to distant lands. Robinson tells Friday that he has business in Brazil. They prepare the boat for a long sail. They carry enough food and water to set sail to Brazil. Robinson Crusoe looks back to his island for the last time as they sail away. He thinks about his last 35 years in the island. It is like a dream to him now. Robinson and Friday reach Brazil. Robinson Crusoe gets several thousand pounds from the trustees of his estate. Friday remains with Robinson Crusoe, helping him in his estate.